White, Ella May. Preston, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. July 7th, 1892. My dear granddaughter, Ella May White. This is a windy, cloudy day. I expect July with you is warm and sunshiny. Midsummer in America is midwinter with us here in Australia. Not far from here, at Ballarat, there is much colder weather than we have here. Sister Daniels took dinner with us today. She has just come from Ballarat. She reports it rained hard there, but we had no rain here. I think we have not had a hard winter. I have ridden out many times. We have had many days of beautiful sunshine, and we have most beautiful sunsets. Your grandmother is still sick, but she is not unhappy. Many hours in the night when I cannot sleep, I pray that Jesus will be with me and give me his grace, and he hears my prayer. His blessing rests upon me, and I feel the preciousness of his love. The Lord Jesus, in his prayer to his Father, just before he was crucified, prayed that his disciples might be one, as he was one with the Father. That oneness means agreement, love for one another. And this is what the dear Saviour wants you to have, Ella May. Love for Mabel, and Mabel, love for Ella May. This will be answering the prayer of Christ. It makes great sadness when there is any contention between sisters, Jesus said. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. John 13, verse 33, 34. How shall we know that you are doers of the words of Christ? When those who are associating with you hear you speak kindly and gently to each other, they are pleased. It makes them know that you love each other, and the heavenly angels are pleased when you play pleasantly or work patiently and not crossly. You would not be pleased to see words written in a book which were unkind and unloving. Then remember and speak only kind words and do only kindly actions. From your loving grandma.